confess your sins to others? Really? Arguably, most of the sexual scandals that involve our professional Christians start with sincere believers who interpret James 5:16 wrongly. Those scandals are not limited to pompous Roman Catholic clergymen, they're rampant, too, among the Protestant clergy, or haven't you noticed? Imagine yourself listening daily to a series of confessions to a variety of sexual misbehaviors by people you perceive to be your subordinates within the church. Would you not act on the inevitable fantasies? Those scandals are clearly enabled by parishioners who think professional Christians are their superiors. They treat them as if they're special in God's eyes, too. That's why so many professional Christians are prone to start believing all the hype. Many of them learn to carry themselves and attire themselves with a laughable piety, as if they're prepared to march in parades of glorious pomposity. Yes, there are sincere clergymen for whom all those characteristics are subliminal. It's still easy to observe, though. And what serious student of the scriptures hasn't yet discovered that both Jesus and Paul warned against the establishment of a professional clergy? The ministry is one of several assignments that God has given us. Neither of them is the slightest bit more important than either of the others. There are no special Christians. Sorry. If a fellow Christian, a peer, accuses you of an infraction for which you are guilty, confess your guilt and request that person's forgiveness, but that's all. Thank you for listening to this micro shorts memo. It's from the Link One Bible Research Team of Bible Explorers Club, LLC. To access the text for this, along with roughly 100 other really short Bible-related memos like it, you may visit www.linkone.info/microshorts. You will find a lot more of value on that website too. So visit often and explore. Got questions? Just click on the Contact tab at www.linkone.info.